This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody that's out there working in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, you find us by going to at the Captain's America. Our Twitter feed is at Captain's America. And then we have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go there and check that out. And joining us right now from the great state of California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. I want to hear something. Let's see if I can hear something here.
The border who dismantled the refugee system in this country, and Biden is putting it back together, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of it. It's still early, and he'll fix it.
Yes, that's of course absurd. First of all, even the Biden administration will admit that a lot of what they're accomplishing with the vaccine was very much in place. It was started under President Trump with the help of private industry getting Operation Warp Speed going. But you were already hitting a million doses, and the ramping, the companies were ramping up and providing more. It's great news. We should all be celebrating as Americans, regardless of party.
All right. Well, that's Shannon Bream, and she's with Fox News, and she was talking about the vaccine and the fact that this was projected under Donald Trump, and they were actually hitting a million inoculations a day back when they were still in office.
Well, that's right. And by the way, the vaccine existed prior to the Biden administration. I think we just need to clarify that for everybody, even though the president had recently said that there was no vaccine or something when he came into office. But yes, they'd always projected these numbers, and they had the idea was to ramp up quite significantly as production was able to be ramped up. So here comes the Biden administration wanting to paint the picture that, well, nothing was happening, but he got it all going by putting us on a, quote, war footing.
Well, I just want you and the radio audience to know that what we saw yesterday with Joe Biden stumbling twice and then falling the third time, trying to get up into the airplane by climbing up the steps, was caused by wind blowing. Now, I did a little research here, Kyle, and the wind was blowing at 7 miles an hour. So if the wind at 7 miles an hour blew Joe Biden over, we've got another problem we should be talking about.
That's right. Houston, we have a major problem at that point. And who was it that said there was the wind?
The assistant press, White House press secretary under Jen Psaki.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, yeah, I can't imagine that the wind would have blown over Joe Biden, at least from what we see on the video of this. But again, it's very serious, and I can't imagine they're trying to sort of paper it over with something like that.
All right, let's drift on over to the telephone here. I'm not sure who this is because I think it's a Skype call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve, Sarasota, Florida. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Well, Joe Biden, when his dog was on a leash when he was taking a shower or whatever, he hurt himself and broke his foot, remember?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So what was distracting? That was right when the election was very contentious, like he got in by fraud, right? He was thinking about all these allegations being leveled.
Mm-hmm.
But he was distracted. So I have a feeling I know what he was distracted about yesterday.
Well, what is
it? About an hour before he stumbled, he was conducting a sting near Stephen King's home on a guy exposing him for killing John Lennon. Guy with the LennonMurderTruth.com site.
All right, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I do believe that we have a president that has an advanced stage of dementia, and that's what we need to be worried about. We have a president unfit for office.
He is, and it's just too bad that Trump was a little narcissistic or he'd still be in office, even though the election was rigged by the CIA and the FBI, in my opinion. That's why no one got caught. But, Biden is trying to kill Steve Lightfoot for exposing Stephen King, who killed John Lennon, for Nixon and Reagan.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about that, and we're going to come up on a hard break, so I'm going to have to let you go because the music is coming up in my ear, but we appreciate your call, okay? Now, Kyle, I don't know what he's talking about, do you? Oh, wait a minute. There you go. I don't know what he's talking about, do you?
No, I don't, unfortunately, no. But obviously what you're talking about, Captain, is readily apparent to what we're witnessing with Joe Biden. This is a very serious thing for our country and for our international relations and for the future here moving forward.
The man has a physical and a mental issue with his sense of balance and this, that, and the other. It's all more than just a sign of getting older. It is an advanced stage of dementia, and as you heard me say, many of you yesterday, talking with my brother, firefighter and paramedic, comparing notes back and forth, we would have had him in the back of the rig, and we would have been diagnosing him and telling the hospital that we had someone that was either pre-stroke or had a stroke in the rig with us.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Showing all the signs. Okay, hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue to motor along. And when we come back, there's at least one Midwestern state that could reach herd immunity as soon as July, and a couple in the South that could be there even sooner. We'll tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. This segment is brought to you by our friends over at Olive Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that large windshield you got. If you're given an inspection today and it's got a chip or a crack in it, you could get $100 put right in the palm of your hand, replaced by Auto Glass America, the windshield, that is, when you tell them, I sent you, me, the captain. Now, the windshield you get is going to give you a lifetime warranty. It's the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the van you're driving, all of them work. So, if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance will take care of it for you. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with a lifetime warranty, throw $100 back in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Sing them the song. They'll give you the money, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Now, this is good news because we're hearing from some of the medical folks out in these states around the country that at least one Midwestern state could reach herd immunity as soon as July, meaning July 4th. Now, we also know about a couple of southern states that could be even sooner. One of them is my home state of Florida. The other one happens to be Texas.
Well, that's right. We also are hearing very encouraging news about New Mexico, for example. That's one of the states also being talked about. South Dakota, North Dakota, Hawaii, as well as they are ramping up their vaccinations. And so again, you know, the idea of herd immunity, Captain, I think is going to be a real important milestone, even psychologically, to the population, because it means that that is supposedly the step that will really help us try to get back to normal. But can you imagine what Dr. Fauci, for example, was talking about with Senator Rand Paul just this last couple of days or so, where he continued to warn about the variants. And I don't think we've heard the last of Fauci and the variants here for a while.
Now, I think Bill Maher is on HBO Friday nights. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Real time? Yeah,
Bill Maher. There is a headline here that just popped up that's coming from his show from last night, probably. It says, Bill Maher rips the cancel culture for shifting the woke goalpost after the liberal mob claimed its latest victim. They went after one of their own, and they're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know which person he might be talking about. Is he talking about the lady with Teen Vogue?
That's maybe? It.
Okay, yeah. Well, and Bill Maher, now he's an interesting sort of guy because, you know, he is very liberal. There's no doubt about that. But yet he seems to be able to skewer liberalism in many ways when we see these kinds of things happening. And so he's quite an interesting sort of barometer, I think, as to is it going too far yet, that kind of stuff. But, yes, this is very interesting that he would come out and say something like that.
By the way, here's a report coming off the border right now. I don't know any more than what I'm about to read you because it's a breaking story, developing story. An illegal immigrant from Mexico wanted for raping two young girls was killed by a Texas cop. That's the report. That's the story.
Very interesting. Yeah, we don't know the circumstances of this yet. But obviously, again, it points up the idea that if we have virtually unrestricted immigration, we are going to have some very unfortunate things like this, in the sense that people can come across the border who have criminal records or have other proclivities that are not good.
Now, the Customs and Border Patrol is requesting air support to send illegals from the border to states along the Canadian border for, you ready for this, processing.
Well, that's right, yeah, and they want to fly them to different parts of the country, I think, to process.
Well, I can tell you where they're going to fly them to: Idaho, Minnesota, Montana, mm-hmm. Wyoming, Northern Michigan. Where do you think they're going to release them at?
Well, exactly, in those areas in many cases. And by the way, Captain, taxpayers pay an awful lot of money in order to, just for the transportation, but then also other expenses once these individuals...
Do you suppose those are $50 per person tickets, like flying Allegiant Airlines?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, no, because they chartered the plane.
Yep,
and
that's
right. And the crew and the security and everything else that's going on. Now, here's something interesting. We have a newspaper in China called the South China Morning Post. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yes.
They say a Chinese research team has found 24 new bat coronaviruses within a 2.4-kilometer radius in China.
Yeah, that's really extraordinary, just to say the least. And it's going to further beg the question, Captain, how did this quote-unquote coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus to be precise, how did that get released from a bat, or was it, you know, we understand bats do carry a lot of diseases, but what's...
So don't your family pet.
Well, exactly. But again, in the last, you know, 4,000 years or something, have we seen something exactly like this? And I know I'm being a little facetious with that, but the idea is that a lot of people seem to believe that this is not just your normal happenstance. Somebody cooked a bat or so. It just doesn't make any sense for what we're seeing happen on a global scale. Again, it begs the question, where did this come from? How did it get out? Was it out by accident, or was it out by deliberate act? No matter what, the result is the same, and as we've seen.
Now, Are the schools open in California yet, or are they getting there?
Well, schools are open, and in my area, they're open. They're definitely in a hybrid format. A lot of kids don't. I'll tell you this, from what I understand from the kids in our area, they don't want to go to school because none of their friends are there. And so they just zoom into school, you know, remotely.
What's the distancing policy now?
I think right as it has been, I know that it's been at least 6 feet. The class sizes have been very small, and a lot of people have just opted to use the video link. But now I know that the CDC is starting to say it can be smaller than that. It could be 3 feet, I believe.
Well, New York City schools have just agreed that they will start allowing the CDC's new 3-foot separation policy with all the students in all their schools.
Yes, that's right. And now there is some question, though, about some of the older kids, middle school and high school kids. They may, in some ways, and you may see, I think, local districts decide, or at the very least, keep the 6 feet separation there. But for like K through eight, I think that 3 foot is going to be the norm.
Now, it's fair to assume that Senator Ron Paul and the little Dr. Fauci have got a little riff going on, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely some, I don't want to say bad blood, but it's getting there, I think.
Well, Senator Rand Paul yesterday ripped a little Dr. Fauci for being unconcerned with liberty and not being honest with the American people and causing this double standard with, well, you don't need a mask. Well, yeah, wear a mask. No, you need to have two masks. If you've had a vaccine, you don't need to wear a mask. No, maybe you do need to wear a mask. All this crap that's going back and forth from Fauci, who I think should be retired.
Well, you know, it is really something to think about in terms of bridging the two administrations. It may have simply been better for lack of a better term, get a new Dr. Fauci or something at this point, when the administration's changed. But that being said, I say that only because, you know, he came out later and said, well, now he feels more free, if I recall correctly, just paraphrasing here. He felt more free to talk about what he wanted to talk about. And, you know, the implication is that President Trump was big, bad, and mean and wouldn't let him say stuff or whatever. But Fauci said plenty under Trump, though.
Well, yeah, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
And by the way, he doesn't agree anymore with what he said under Trump. He's walking all that stuff back.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I got to tell you, if you were watching this as a series of episodes or something, you'd say the writing is all over the place because Fauci says this, then he says that, then he says this, then he says that, and that's what Rand Paul, I think, was trying to get after him for, you know, saying, look, you know, are you immune or you're not immune, and you're walking around with two masks, but don't you already have the immunity, you know, this kind of thing. And that is really starting to confuse and, I think, anger the American people.
The feud is real. They don't like each other. They're not getting along. To be continued, right?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we stroll along here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the post office and something that's going on there that you haven't heard anything about till right now.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has relaxed some of its guidelines regarding social distancing in schools. On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended 6, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there have been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID coronavirus is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty, that's
the laughing guy. Yeah.
That's Senator John Kennedy. Well, I guess a year or so ago, when the president was out in the campaign trail, and I played that because it's just sometimes it's nice to hear something and really sit here and just start laughing about it. All right, well, this portion of the show, folks, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. They are going to have a big Moss Nissan March Mania event. The Tailgate Pro Entertainment truck will be there. They're hosting the games that they're going to have there, which is going to include cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong. This is a family-friendly event.
next Saturday, the 27th of March, from noon to 3 p.m. I will be there. You can enjoy the tournament games. You can also watch the basketball tournament, the NCAA basketball tournament, on the big giant TV screen they'll have there. They'll have a lot of tents set up there, so you'll be under shade. Also, plenty of free food and drinks, too, all supplied by Moss Nissan. Now, look me up while you're there at the event. I'll be there, too. I'll have a tent of my own there. And I'll have something special to make your deal at Moss Nissan especially sweet. It's going to be a coupon to save you $500 on the vehicle of your choice. It's that simple. $500 you'll save on the vehicle of your choice. Remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party, too. And I'll see you Saturday, March 27th, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan at US 19 and 54 in Newport, Richie. And Kyle is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, what is going on with the post office that House Democrats are now urging President Biden to fire the entire United States Postal Service board, which they say has been complicit in the postmaster, Mr. DeJoy's, mismanagement? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told that Mr. LaJoy was in there to, or DeJoy was in there to, modernize the post office. They just agreed to take delivery on I don't know how many thousand electric vehicles to replace the old little side door Jeep thing that they drive around in, right?
Right.
So that was all part of it. Plus, they definitely have got to do some things to help out the post office. One of the reasons why is what happened to me the other day. When have you ever heard a post office doesn't have any money orders?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't find it, and I couldn't find them at one. And they said, well, go down the street to the such-and-such post office about 2 miles away. I did. They didn't have any. So then I had to go over into the city, Clearwater, and go to that post office, and that's where I found them. But I had to drive about 10 miles. It took me an hour and a half of my time to find one lousy money order to pay one bill where the guy wanted a money order.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
so,
they say a lot. Yeah.
So that's the post office that I know. Now, what the hell's going on here?
Well, Captain, some 53 House Democrats, they sent a letter to President Biden on Thursday, and yes, this involves their desire to have the entire Board of Governors of the United States Postal Service fired because of their complicity with DeJoy's gross mismanagement, they say, of the postal system. In their letter, they say, under the tenure of this BOG, the Board of Governors, the Postal Service was blatantly misused by President Trump in an unsuccessful gambit to, get this, influence a presidential election. So that's part of what they're talking about. And they're saying the Postal Service is failing to meet its own service standards with historically low rates of on-time delivery. Conflicts of interest appear to be a requirement for service, reads part of the letter. So, Captain, here we go again. Back to Trump. You know, when in doubt, just keep going back to Trump. Oh, and he was trying to use the post office to influence the election. I don't know. Maybe mailing out all the ballots to everybody who wasn't even on the list or something.
Well, wait a minute. It goes more than that. How come I was getting all that stuff from the Democrats that I never wanted?
Well, no kidding.
And when I went to the post office and said, look, stop sending me this political nonsense coming from these people from the Democratic Party. Just put me down. Nothing from the Democrats, period. And it never worked. It did not happen.
I'm not surprised. But you know, generally speaking, you know, mail carriers, they do a great job. They have a really tough job, that's for sure. But again, to say that this, you know, President Trump was using the post office in that regard, it seems to me that the whole idea, you know, from the Democrat Party elite to just mail everybody a ballot, that might have been more. Was that maybe using the post office to help influence the election? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, by the way, in my neighborhood, some of my neighbors, which have really got a practical side to them, joke sense, they got out a trash can and they wrote on it, all Dem literature for a special trash can. Throw it in there.
Right. Yeah, save a step. They're trying to save a step. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Now, Senate Democrats are afraid and fear that an Armageddon is coming if the midterms and the filibuster reform fails, as the mood of the country is swinging against them big time right now.
And how many days are we into this? What is it, almost 60 days now or something?
59 as of yesterday, so today's 60.
And this is already bad for the Democrats. President Unity and his entire thing, it just seems to be really crumbling. And again, it's because of these policies. It's because of the heavy-handedness. There is no unity in the sense that President Biden is really trying to bring together. He uses that as a sort of just a thing that he says, but it's not really happening. There's no real bipartisanship. He's not really trying to get the votes on stuff. They're pushing these things through, and the executive orders, like we've never seen, are just devastating. And so can you imagine, Captain, you put another, you know, you get up to the election time in 2022, it's going to be devastating for them.
Yeah, and Texas Governor Abbott is doing very good things in Texas. He said, talking about COVID, he said, COVID and water issues reported at dire levels in the youth migrant facilities. I am not surprised.
Well, I think Governor Abbott, if I'm not mistaken, I think we've been talking about a crisis, but I think he's starting to use the term humanitarian disaster. And this is absolutely right. We're talking about fundamentals here, Captain. Water, clean water to drink. This is not rocket science.
And these kids, these youth, some of them 17, 18, 19 years of age that they're calling kids, they're COVID positive, and it's just going to spread like wildfire.
Exactly right.
And then they want to turn them loose in the United States? I don't think so.
Well, but again, it just goes against common sense. And by the way,
which is something I never met a Democrat had.
Right. Well, but here's another thing. It goes against the science, because we know if we have infected people that we know are infected and we send them out into the population, we're going to have a surge or something. You know, this is going to naturally start occurring. That's following the science. If only for once Joe Biden and, you know, his crew would start following the science, for goodness sake. But they won't do it because it's not good politically.
Now, Elon Musk has been on the wrong side of the spectrum for a little while because he's been on the conservative side of things for a while. Remember, he wanted to talk to Donald Trump about forming the first conservative network. That's still in the works as far as I know. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has now opened an investigation into 23 Tesla crashes.
Yes, exactly. And so what they'll be doing, of course, is looking to see, you know, what if any are the underlying things. And this is a very, very important issue, obviously, with these kinds of crashes with what is a relatively new vehicle out there.
You know what they're looking for?
What's that?
Any types of faults with the manufacturer of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, exactly.
We haven't even heard the word driver mentioned here for any of the problems.
Right.
We're hearing vehicle being mentioned.
Exactly. And some of these, if I'm not mistaken, don't these have some of the self-drive capabilities and so forth? Right. And so all that goes together as what I can understand about it. I think it would have to do with AI, making, you know, computers making decisions about things and so forth. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we I think we're going to do a little rooster cruising when we come back. It might be a good time to do that. Keep everybody alive and well and chirping out there in the radio world. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more. And then coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes or so, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market and intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Donna Fiducia. That's the Georgia Horse Girl of the Year. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch there. In Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road, a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Trucker Siren by Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the big old sign, pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. That's how it works. In the meantime, we're going to go rooster cruising.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby.
cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, righty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. He's up there trekking along tonight. And Kyle Warren's back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read the weather statement here. It says it's unsettled in the west because a Pacific storm system will bring showers, thunderstorms, and mountain snow, heavy in places from the northwest to the north and the central Rockies. Now, a wintry mix may reach some valley locations in the Great Basin. Gusty winds will produce near-critical fire weather threats in the upper Midwest. Winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with some higher gusts along the water, and elevated fire weather threats in the south high plains, as well as showers continuing across the southeast, and there'll be some thunder boomers down in the southeast today. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Just in the last hour from the last Trucker Highway and Byway report, looks like we had some changes in the map in California,
yeah.
Namely on I-80. That winter weather advisory has now shrunk to not include that stretch of road between Reno and Sacramento, basically. So you may still have some remnants there, so just be on the lookout.
Yeah, but look where it went.
It went south. That's right.
It went east, too.
It went east, exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
From about Battle Mountain all the way to Winnemucca.
Well, that's right.
And Wendover. It's over to Wendover now.
Well, in central Nevada, mm-hmm. they've got that winter weather advisory, too. So that's mm-hmm. basically on the same plane.
And that is I-80.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's exactly right. Because we do see that up in the Wells area along I-80 as you go through northern Nevada. We also have frost advisory. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa along Highway 101. Over in Utah, we have a wind advisory. This is going to be in the southeast of Utah, partially up into central eastern Utah. Mm-hmm. But we also have a winter weather advisory along Interstate 15 if you're traveling up near Salt Lake, Ogden, also through Logan. We also have a winter storm warning. This is going to be just south and east of Bozeman, Montana, mm-hmm. this along I-90 tonight. We have air quality alert in Denver area, as well as a high wind watch in the Elk Mountain area along I-80 in southern Wyoming.
Okay, well, let me see here. Let's start with Minnesota and Georgia. My buddy's up there in Minneapolis and to the east and to the north up towards Duluth. You have got a fire weather watch going on, but it's going to be windy. There's going to be gusts of wind between 20, 25, 30 miles an hour. Might be some higher gusts up there along the western end of the lake. Could approach 40 miles an hour. Meanwhile, coming across I-94 into Wisconsin on down towards Madison and then back over in the east coast up towards Green Bay and Duluth and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got again dry conditions, windy conditions where the winds will be 25-30 miles an hour, gusts up as high as 40, closer to the water, and that'll be just right for some fire weather watches through there, so be careful there. Now we do have a lot of flooding going on the tributaries off the Mississippi River. For example, in central Arkansas to central part of Arkansas, there's a lot of those small streams that are over their banks right now. So that's making life a little interesting as you go down south out of Little Rock on I-30 and I-40 headed towards Texas. And then right there in the Kentucky and the Missouri and the Tennessee corner right there, you've got a lot of low areas, and you got a lot of flooding going on in there. Also over in the northeastern corner of Arkansas, I see some river flooding there. I see some more flooding over in Tennessee, to the east of Memphis, and right there along the edge of the Mississippi border with Tennessee, and also the northern part of Alabama, north of Huntsville. And we also have a little bit of weather tonight over on the East Coast with some gale winds from Virginia Beach and Norfolk all the way down to just about Savannah, Georgia. And, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Yep. So don't go anywhere, and we're going to get right to the telephone line here. And we have got Denise Simon, I think, from FoundersCode.com. Is that you right there?
It is.
All right, because I saw you drop, and then I saw you come back. Now, I want to start off with you with something that maybe people are not paying attention to. But number one, Biden and whatever in the hell happened to him yesterday. Now, Frank Salvato and I are both retired paramedics, firefighter paramedics, and we were talking a little shop yesterday about what we continue to see with Biden. And then all of a sudden, here comes Biden. He stumbled once, he stumbled twice, and then he actually fell down trying to run up the steps to the airplane and make it look like he was this macho man.
I don't see him as trying to run up.
He ran. Yep.
Well, I didn't see it that way. I think he was trying to, you know, take the steps probably a little bit faster than a normal person, but I don't think he was trying to run up.
He was running. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that one, but I will say this, that he had clearly, there was no coordination there. You know, when you kind of stumble the first time, you know, you stop and kind of regather yourself. And he didn't do that. And then, you know, the second time and then the third time. He got to the top of the stairs. And when he turned around to salute, he was limp. He limped.
Yeah.
And then he turned around to enter the plane, and then he limped there too.
Sure.
Now a White House doctor travels with the president, so I'm sure by there was some treatments, and I say that plurally, that were provided to him on the plane on his way to Atlanta.
And one of my listeners in the chat room says he was trotting up the stairs trying to be Macho Man. Yeah, well, that's what I saw.
But I don't think he was running. He doesn't run anymore.
No, well, he was trying to look athletic. That was what struck me, and he fell flat on his nose. But here's the deal. He got hurt, and this is not the first time. And we're starting to see this more and more. And I'm telling you, we have a president who you need to question.
He has broke his foot, allegedly, due to the dog.
Yeah, that's what we heard, too. And that leads you to another thought. But anyway, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news. And when we come back, something interesting about Kamala Harris we're going to tell you about in lieu of a new White House policy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.